Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Right now, we just actually got finished with the stack, and what we like to do is leave no possibility thought of, not thought about. So we stacked our first 19 players. So no matter what happens ahead of us, we know at 19 who we will take. So this draft, though, is going to be, I think, a little more unpredictable than years past, just because there's not a consensus on, let's say, the top 10. So it's going to be interesting.
Big things we had to come up with as a staff is how do we want to attack this draft? And we always attack it, let's get the best player that's going to help us win. But we did feel like if those guys were on defense, the defense was going to get them.
Was there anything that changed dramatically with how you felt the board was going to fall in front of you with that final step?
When Shaq Lawson was there,
quarterback, wide receiver, Cleveland, Detroit, quarterback, running back.
You get a call from Denver. They're trying to get up from 31. Were you open to moving down at that point?
Oh, from all along. I started this draft process. We felt that it would be in our best interest to move down.
Denver reached out earlier in the day. We spoke to them. We were prepared for them to possibly call, but we were also prepared to make the pick.
You have to weigh what they're offering you and how far you're going down to how big of a drop is there in the talent level of players you'll be eyeing at a lower spot.
Now we're looking for a one. Yeah. We're probably going to make the pick then. All right, man, appreciate the call.
Was there one team that you were really concerned might upset the apple cart?
Actually, Indianapolis right before us. We've been in the room so many times where the guy you want is picked right before you. So until that pick at 18 was announced, we were holding our breath.
With the 18th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Ryan Kelly, center, Alabama.
Buffalo Bills. This is Jim Oberdorf. Hey, Steven, how are you?
Dallas called you right when you were on the clock. They wanted to move up from the second round.
We looked at it. For us to even think about trading away from a player of Shaq's caliber, it had to start with a one next year. So no one was willing to pay that price. So in the end, I think we won. I mean, yes, it would have been great to have two ones next year, but I think for our team this year, the best benefit was picking Shaq Lawson.
Shaq. Hey. We have picked it.
With the 19th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Shaq Lawson, defensive end, Clemson.
And I just said, hey, when you come up here, we just want you to be your best and be all in like we're asking our players to be.
So conversations begin on day two. You're working the phones pretty much from the time everybody walks in the office Friday.
Because the portion of players that we were looking at, Ragland was that. So we said...
At 19.
So if we were going to pick him at 19, why not try to go up and get him? And you're going to basically get two guys that you think are first-round talents. So it was a no-brainer.
Everybody has to be on board and feel comfortable with the value of that trade. Is it worth that player? And we all came to the conclusion that, yeah, Reggie Ragland's worth this.
We don't need a mortgage, but it makes sense.
So we just started hammering the phones and started the night before. Nothing came to fruition. Talked about it again the next day. We started from Cleveland all the way until we found a trade partner.
You want to reach out to Baltimore Jail? Thanks, sir. Yeah. We've got too many picks next year. Hello?
Yep.
Negative?
Chicago's willing to move down.
It's Kansas City. Did you reach out to them?
Hey, are you you guys going to make your pick? Gotcha. Just call me if something happens. Okay, cool. Good luck.
But when Jacksonville moves up there, a little trepidation that, you could see him taking a linebacker there.
Absolutely.
That was one of the teams we had kind of picked, for Reggie to possibly go, So that was one of them. So when we saw that trade go down, that's when we were all like, all right, let's see.
With the 36th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Miles Jack, there you go. Linebacker.
You just keep going down the hill. Down the chart until we find out Chicago was willing to do it.
For this year, for next year, for this year.
For our guys on the board.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Then when Miami makes their pick, they take the cornerback, and Tampa takes Noah Spence. That's when you get on the phone with the Bears immediately, right. Even though the Giants are on the clock there.
Right. Well, at that time, then we had two players that we had pegged. Okay. So we knew no matter what, we were going to get one of those two players. And we were willing to, with the trade parameters that were laid out, we felt comfortable of making the trade then, knowing that we can't lose.
With the 40th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, our New York Giants select Sterling Shepard, receiver out of Oklahoma.
We
In the 2016 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Reggie Ragland, linebacker, Alabama.
For us, we got two players we were willing to take at 19. So that's, that's one of those where we're right. Those are really two good picks. For something like this to come together and to get the player we had, we got in Reggie Ragland, it's something that we'll remember for a long time.
With the 80th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Adolphus Washington, defensive tackle, Ohio State.
We got three of our top 50 players with those picks. That's the best way I can say
so
it.
How unusual
no, I
is
kid,
that?
That is unusual. It's unusual, but it's also, we do have expectations for that. I mean, that is the goal when you set your top 50. Can you get three of those guys in that list? And we do. I always say, don't get married to that because it's a draft. You don't know if they're going to be there. But everybody has their favorites and everybody has a wish list. But to check off our wish list with the guys that were our favorites, that's just unheard of.